Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, advancing the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. Just like 2 Corinthians 17 says, "Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." So we want to shed the light of truth on some of the lies. We want to inform you and encourage you, hopefully, and inspire you to action, motivate you, and to be in the fight for preserving liberty and our heritage and standing strong in the face of adversity. Right now, we're standing in the face of adversity on several different fronts. Our heritage, our values, and our faith and ideals are under attack. Our resiliency is being tested right now with this coronavirus. Interesting human experiment unfolding. It's very much like, I was talking to some folks, I think I mentioned this last week, it's very much like watching one of those episodes of The Twilight Zone, where you see panic-stricken citizenry do very interesting, bizarre, irrational things. So we're going to talk about that, but I did not get a chance to finish up where we left off. Because our normal 8 p.m. Sunday, well, I ran out of time last Saturday, and then Sunday evening, as I put out in this posting, I was working on a tractor and went late into the afternoon, plus the time change, losing an hour, and it was just right up against just crunch time, and I wasn't where I wanted to be, needed to be for doing the show. So, I postponed it. So I want to pick up where I left off, what I had intended to cover last Sunday evening. Last Saturday on this show here on Saturday, I covered Sheriff Sanballat and essentially where the local sheriff, the forked tongue sheriff, attacking and maligning Christian patriots. This sheriff was invited to speak to a group of Republicans in Idaho. And this very sheriff is the one who has lambasted Representative Matt Shea for traveling outside of his areas to deal with issues that and talk on things that are not directly related to his constituents. So, but he was all too happy to accept the limelight when he was invited to a Lincoln Day dinner where he went to Idaho from Washington, from Spokane, to rip on and falsely accuse Idaho legislators. One in particular was Heather Scott. While he was pointing out the dangerous extremist views of this legislator, she was actually at CPAC receiving an award for fighting for conservative issues. But Sheriff Knezovich mentioned multiple conservative Christian patriots who've been in the fight on various different fronts dealing with liberty issues. And he compared the American Redoubt to white nationalism, white supremacism, which is absolutely false. That is a false accusation. It is a lie. Also stating that Representative Heather Scott was involved in this armed conflict, this armed standoff, whether this veteran was facing a gun seizure. Well, she came alongside the sheriff, the chief of police. I think the undersheriff was even there. 100 patriots were there. And the VA representative revisited the policy, reversed the policy or the course of action. to disarm this veteran unlawfully. And it was because people stood in the gap to say, you're not going to disarm this. I don't know why this Sheriff Knezovich didn't accuse a Sheriff Wheeler of Bonner County of being involved in an armed standoff, because he was the one that was making the statement that nobody's going to disarm this veteran today. And so while Sheriff Knezovich is using this example to demonstrate how extreme Heather Scott and other conservative patriots are for being involved in armed standoffs, in response to concerns that police could be used to disarm people, Ozzie Knezovich says, over my dead body. He's stating that he's willing to risk it all, lay his life on the line to defend the rights of citizens from being disarmed. When he says that, police disarming citizenry over my dead body. That's what he said in his speech. The very same speech that he's ripping on conservative Christian patriots for standing up against unlawfulness and the unlawful seizing of property without due process and disarming citizens against the Constitution and the oath, and accuses them of being involved in a armed standoff. He's also quoted in other articles as stating that, let me find it for you. He says, it's beyond sad, it's dangerous. Nativist, racist, and anti-government cranks are poisoning our politics and fueling sick minds. And he says, in the name of sovereignty and taking back America, so-called constitutionalists and patriots have become increasingly worrisome, Knezovich says. And this is according to an article at the Spokesman Review. And in a speech that he gave. And he also said something very alarming later on. And InfoWars caught this. He compares constitutionalists to ISIS. He says, quote, he's quoted in this article, there are some of those folks who want to overthrow the government, period. This is how ISIS starts. So, constitutionalists, people that want to overthrow the government, apparently. And he says, this is how ISIS starts. Comparing those who are standing up against, not to mention the anti-government cranks, racists, and nativists. He blanket covers this patriot community, particularly patriots such as Heather Scott or Representative Matt Shea, and those who support them and stand by them. And what's very interesting is I actually have a picture here of Ozzie Knezovich sitting there with Hamas while he's calling Christian, not while he's calling. Later on, he calls, this is the same sheriff that refers to Christian patriots, the American Redoubt movement, what he calls constitutionalists, is how ISIS starts. But there is a meme somebody sent me with this picture. I remember seeing this when it first happened a few years ago. Ozzie Knezovich sitting at this long boardroom table with all these Muslims. And the meme says, that awkward moment you sit down with leaders of Hamas in America, but call patriots terrorists. Well, Sheriff Ozzie's meeting with the leaders of CARE in this picture, CARE in Spokane, which is, by the way, is the Council on American Islamic Relations, is Hamas in America. Hamas was designated a foreign terrorist organization on October 8th of 1997. And there's documentation here at understandingthethreat.com. They've got an article here, CARE is Hamas. The Center for Security Policy, another article tying CARE to Hamas. State.gov, foreign terrorist organizations. Hamas is listed. And all of this evidence tying CARE and Hamas together. And essentially, you can conclude that Hamas, CARE is Hamas. And he's sitting down there wanting to reach across the aisle to cooperate with them. So he sits down with Hamas in America while calling patriots terrorists, extremists, white nationalists. These are all lies, and it's just this whole, what I wanted to know, who invited this sheriff to come and speak to this group of Republicans in Idaho? And I got a name, Ann Rydalch, AnnRydalch. Some 90-year-old lady decided for her Republican group to bring Ozzy Knezevich in to speak to this group of Republicans in Idaho, another state, which is something that he has chastised Representative Matt Schaefer doing, traveling to other places outside of his district, and invited him to speak about the threats we face. He's got his limelight, his 15 minutes of fame. And so, of course, he wasn't going to turn down this opportunity to spread his disinformation, misinformation, out of context, twisted, contextually wrong information, and some just outright lies. So I would say this. The former representative and governor candidate, Raul Labrador, Raul Labrador is the state chair of the Republican Party. And I want to encourage the listeners in this audience to contact him and demand an apology. Demand an apology from this Republican group who invited this sheriff to come down there and spread lies and misinformation, falsely accusing patriots of white nationalism and extremism, terrorism, being involved in armed standoffs and everything else. This is just absolutely out of control. So contact Raul Labrador. You could use an internet search. I had the information. Russ Fulcher, Congressman Russ Fulcher. I don't know if he's going to want to get involved in this, but let him know how you feel. And Raul Labrador, he is the chair of the Republican Party in Idaho. They need to know about this. An apology needs to be demanded, specifically toward Representative Heather Scott and all the other representatives, Judy Boyle, and what's the other one? I can't remember. Oh, what's interesting, though, at this very same speech, at this presentation, the Lieutenant Governor Janice McEachin was there at this event as well. And one of the groups that Ozzy Knezevich has chastised and accused of extremism are the Three Percenters. Lieutenant Governor Janice McEachin stood and took a picture with the Three Percenters, and they were holding up the Three Percenter symbol, which the slipstream media twisted into being some type of a racist, white supremacist, secret handshake, finger sign, hand sign, gang hand sign type thing, and twisted it into being something racist. And she was standing there along with them, extremist, racist, white supremacist stuff, and she's standing there smiling with them. Well, she is a patriot, Christian patriot through and through. Also got pulled into this, sitting there at the same event that Ozzy Knezevich was speaking at two Saturdays ago. It's repulsive. Contact Raul Labrador's office and tell them that you demand an apology to all of the representatives, everybody named in his presentation, and an apology for having him even come there and speak. Anyway, I want to share something here with you real quick. You can go to Labrador4Idaho.com. Labrador with no E on the end. Labrador4Idaho.com. And there is a contact us page. There's phone number, email, website, everything. Labrador4Idaho.com. Let them know how you feel about them bringing the sheriff in from another state to rip on Representative Heather Scott, who at the same time, while this meeting was going on, was receiving an award for fighting for conservative values. She's by the Freedom Foundation rated at a 99 or 100% at the top, one of the top rated, if not the top rated conservative Republicans fighting for our traditional values and our heritage. This just cannot be accepted. That these types of attacks. I want to share something with you guys. I was looking up some, just doing some research on, you know, what the Bible says about standing for righteousness, or standing up for righteousness, which these people have been falsely accused of various different things while standing up for righteousness and standing up for lawfulness and the Constitution, the rule of law. And I found this article over here at TheFervent Mama.com, TheFervent Mama.com. We'll put the links in the highlights and resources posting. She actually did a great posting called Stand for Righteousness. And there's some here I want to share with you. And this really was applicable to this situation here. And further down in her article, she was talking about making a statement about avoiding Disney because of their strong LGBTQ, ABCDFG, their policies, and the hate mail that she received, the letters, the threats, she got doxxed. I mean, everything else. And so she put this in her article in response to this. She said, even though there were thousands, I read almost every bit of the hate mail. I wish I could say that it didn't bother me, but it did. Each one that called me an ugly name or twisted ill will upon my children or questioned my faith hurt. Each new hurt the same as the first. We have a duty in Christ to be strong, Ephesians 6:10, to fight, 2 Timothy 4:7, to be separate, 2 Corinthians 6:17, to be courageous, Joshua 1:9, to suffer, 1 Peter 3:17, to be persecuted, 2 Timothy 3:12, to be hated, John 15:18. We all have a duty to stand for righteousness and spread the gospel, Mark 16:15. And she writes, finally, I know the opposed are loud and seem great in number. I know they will not come to reason or fight a fair fight. I know that they are boastful and proud in and of their sin. Nevertheless, Christ is with us, Deuteronomy 20:1, and he is greater than he that is in the world. Deuteronomy 10:17, great article. Go read it sometime, especially if you are feeling like this and you're attacked for your faith and for doing the right thing, standing up for the rule of law, standing up for our heritage, standing for your country and the Christian principles it was founded on, and you find yourself under this type of attack. This would be a great article to print out, and these are some great scriptures for you to keep handy and draw strength from. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment was brought to you by Works Holsters. Works Custom Holsters, making Kydex holsters for your firearms and magazine carriers, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at works.com. That's W-E-R-K-Z.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food, and security surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Hey, all you liberty-loving patriots. This is Lady Liberty here, and I wanted to thank all of you for your great feedback and support, and I wanted to remind you to tune in to Liberty State Radio each Sunday night after the John Jacob Schmidt Show. But if you miss it on Sunday night, You can find all the Liberty State Radio episodes on the website at www.libertystate.org. You can also download, follow, and support Liberty State Radio on Podbean at libertystateradio.podbean.com.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting on 96.5 FM. If you are in the greater Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area, and on the AM dial, AM 630, and our live streaming audience out there, God bless you guys. Thank you for listening, especially outside the wire. And those of you that are hunkered down in self-imposed quarantine and isolation, stay safe there. This segment is brought to you by our friends at Riverfront Suites, riverfrontsuites.com. Corona-free environment, COVID-19. I haven't heard of any cases of it on the St. Joe or St. Mary's, Idaho. Way to get away from the crowds. Spend a weekend visiting a beautiful area there south of Coeur d'Alene. Six fully furnished suites right on the St. Joe River. That's riverfrontsuites.com. All right. Now, I found this. Somebody sent me this great, this picture of a church billboard out in front. It says, you know, it's a Faith Assembly of God. And there's a sign out there with a reader board under it saying, come to church. We have toilet paper. That's interesting messaging to try to get people to come to church. But hey, whatever it takes, right? And there is quite the panic going on right now. I remember Lady Liberty and I went to the store, yesterday, last night, to go and pick up some things. We wanted to make some bone broth, pick up some odds and ends. Wasn't panic buying. It was just normal routine stuff. And I thought, you know what? Hey, hold on a minute. I'm just dying of curiosity. I got to know. We also went to Walmart later to pick up a couple of things. So at both stores, I had to go check out the toilet paper aisle. Completely empty, bare. It looks, just like you'd see in the pictures on the news when a hurricane is about ready to make landfall. Now, I have not seen stores completely empty with empty shelves for toilet paper than since Mount St. Helens erupted. When I was a kid, I remember going to the store a couple of days after the event through, you know, mountains of or clouds of ash. And once it got light out a day and a half later, finally were able to take the Jeep, go to the store, which is not good for engines in an earthquake when you got 4 inches of powdery ash to drive through. And so that was my first time I'd seen stores wiped out, completely empty on the shelves because of a disaster. Well, of course, you know, the stores have plenty of food. There's no shortage of that. But you cannot find toilet paper pretty much anywhere in the United States now. It's just incredible. Unless you go to the 99-cent store. They still got 4 packs for $1, 99 cents, 4 packs of toilet paper. But I don't know. Maybe those are gone by now. Because it's like locusts. And this is just really a spirit of fear. There's no reason why toilet paper would disappear. It's kind of like 22 ammo a couple of years ago. But I want to remind you guys of something here. Luke 12, 24 through 26 says, consider the ravens. They don't sow or reap. They have no storehouse or a barn, yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his lifespan? So if you cannot do such a small thing, why do you worry about the rest? We're not supposed to worry. We're not supposed to have a spirit of fear except to fear the Lord. Now, we are also told to prepare. The wise man seeks refuge. The prudent, you know, you store up. Now, we are humans, so we do have storehouses. And when the Lord blesses us and when you're wise, and you can discern the times, you should store up. That's what Joseph did. Hey, heads up, Joseph, you're going to save the whole nation. In fact, you're going to save another nation, Israel, because you're going to store up for 7 years. He had advanced notice, and many of us that you might want to call preppers, we've seen the potential for some type of an event that we didn't know at the time, but we discern the times that we're in that it might be necessary. So guess what? We have toilet paper, we have food, we have water purification, we have the thing. If we have to quarantine for 2 months, fine. But now people are doing it out of fear. They refuse to store up because I refuse to store up. I'm not going to live in fear. Well, now they're fearful. They're all wide-eyed, running from one store to the next, trying to find toilet paper. According to Alerts USA, several things coming out now. National Guard is activating now in Florida, Iowa, Louisiana, New York, Rhode Island, Washington State in response. President Trump says he may institute domestic travel bans as a possibility if areas get too hot. Yesterday, in his speech addressing the nation, he said he is declaring a national emergency, which frees up. What it actually does is just removes a lot of the choking, stifling regulations on the medical industry so they can function. Something they should have probably already done anyway. So we'll see. There's a lot of stuff in the news cycle. I'm going to pull that in tomorrow night for our show, the 8 p.m. show, just to talk about some of the reactions across the country, where in one town, a mayor is receiving the authority from the city council to take all kinds of extreme measures, including firearms confiscation, if it comes to that. And that's the kind of stuff that decisions that people are making right now in local governments. There's just a lot of irrational behavior going on. Of course, you know, the emergency powers specifically state that you can't disarm people. We'll get into that stuff, but it's a very interesting times. You should not fear, rely on the Lord. And be watchful and be vigilant. We'll continue to watch this stuff. And until then, you guys just be safe. And join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. God bless.